Listen, maybe we got off on the wrong foot. I don't know.
Listen to me, please. Please. First off, do you know what caller ID is? Any comprehension of that? I see your name. I see your phone number. I already looked up where you live. Please don't call anymore, please. That's all I can say. I would love to see you saved. I would love to see you find the Lord while you can still be found. We're in last days, buddy. And every day could be your last. And if you die in your sin the way you are, it's not looking good.
Well, oh, I didn't know that. You mean you really, yeah, I guess you, all right, gee whiz, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you all those names and stuff. I just get upset, I guess, when people try and control my life and tell me what to do and
I have never told you what to do. I have never tried to control your life. It is totally optional to accept the Lord Jesus into your life. It is totally optional if you want to go to my site and read how you can be saved today. You can be saved today and you could be redeemed today and have a totally brand new life. You can't escape where you're at by yourself. You can't do it. But God loves you exactly as you are right now. I can tell you that. Any sinner, doesn't matter if you just killed somebody, whatever, there's no sin that's too small or too great that God cannot love you. And I want you to know that God loves you, and he loves you exactly as you are now, but you cannot stay in that sin. You have to repent of your sin, and you have to confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you need to be covered in his blood. Well, you can't be covered in his blood if you're thinking one way and doing what you know is wrong. You'll never get to that point of redemption. So the first thing you have to do is
wait a minute now. Now you're trying to boss me around again, and I don't go for that crap. I already said I'm sorry, and now here you try to be all bossy with me again and try to tell me what I have to do. I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to do nothing.
Would you let me? All right, listen. You don't. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. That's the whole great thing about God. He's given us free will. You can live exactly how you want, and you can die exactly as you want. If you want to die, and you want to go to a place that is full of fire and pure nastiness, it's so horrible to think about. You there's no words to explain it. It's going to be absolute hell. The word hell is a perfect name for it. It's hell, and it's eternity, buddy. It's eternity. Don't think that you are enjoying this few years of your life that is like a vapor that's here today and gone tomorrow. And then that there's, you know, no tomorrow after you die. There's forever after you die. And you're making a choice, just like you call me again now. You keep calling me now. This is what, like the 20th time you've called me. And I'm telling you, if you call again, I'm going to have to get somebody involved with this. Now, please. Please, I'm asking you now. I know exactly who you are. Just stop calling me. And you have your choice. You have your choice what you're going to do. What do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to get off this phone, and I'm going to get another blowjob from my boyfriend. How does that sound? You dirty prick, son of a bitch!